Knowing how many people in Homer have COVID-19 is crucial to safely opening up businesses on the peninsula. With narrow parameters for who can be tested and an initial scramble for test kits and protective equipment, local healthcare providers have only been able to determine so much. South Peninsula Hospital is expanding its list of symptoms and performing an increasing number of tests. As of Thursday morning, April 30th, South Peninsula Hospital has submitted 290 tests, 269 have come back negative, one came back positive in March, that person has since recovered, and 20 tests are still pending. That's nowhere near enough to get a clear picture. Gauging the health of the whole community requires a broader perspective, so the City of Homer has joined a study conducted by BioBot Analytics in Somerville, Massachusetts. BioBot is collecting and testing wastewater from 160 public works departments in the United States. Homer's wastewater treatment plant is the only site in Alaska. BioBot's first project, when it was founded in 2017, was a test for opioids in wastewater. They've developed a process and a formula to calculate coronavirus in wastewater. Todd Cook is the City of Homer's water sewer superintendent. He says the city receives a test kit from BioBot every 2 weeks, collects a sample, and sends it back for testing.
So we have auto samplers that start about 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday morning and run for 24 hours, and they take about 100 to 300 mils of sample, and we ship them in. And then we wait for them to come back with the results.
Cook says the samples the city sends are collected before any sewage treatment takes place. What Homer sends BioBot is called raw influent. When the samples arrive in Massachusetts, BioBot processes the samples in order to concentrate and inactivate the virus. They extract RNA, a nucleic acid, from the sample. RNA carries genetic information. Then BioBot sends the sample to their partner lab at MIT. What they get back is a number of copies of the genetic fragments of the virus. Here's BioBot's president and co-founder, Nusha Gailey.
And then we apply a formula to that raw concentration number to get a prevalence estimate. It's expressed as a percentage, but also given that we know the population coverage of the wastewater facility, we can also convert it into estimated number of cases.
Superintendent Cook says that participating in the study is minimal extra work for the city. They collect and send samples and then get on with the testing and treatment that they perform every day at the wastewater treatment plant at the end of Heath Street in downtown Homer. They separate the solids from the liquid and then treat the liquid waste with an ultraviolet disinfection process so that bacteria and viruses can't reproduce.
They have such a short life cycle, you stop them from reproducing and they die off. And we have a limit for what we call fecal coliform. It's kind of an indicator organism. If you're killing off your fecal coliform, there's a lot of other pathogenic bacteria that are not as strong. EPA is assuming that you're getting kill on those pathogens also.
Back at BioBot, Gailey says their goal is to help communities measure the scope of the outbreak in a way that adds to the data produced by hospital testing, since sewage testing includes information on asymptomatic patients
who either have no symptoms or very mild symptoms, but can still be contagious. This information is very important to have when making these decisions like, how do I open up my community again? And when do we send our kids back to school and people back to work?
Jenny Carroll, Communications Director for the City of Homer, says that the city has a lot to gain from the data in the reports they'll receive from BioBot.
It's being shown in scientific studies that the coronavirus can be passed before symptoms show up, potentially. And so that's why this wastewater testing helps provide perhaps early warnings of disease outbreaks.
So far, the City of Homer has only sent one sample for testing. They plan to continue collecting and sending wastewater samples to BioBot through the month of May. KBBI will update listeners on the data and assessments as they come back to the city. In Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.